Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among the victims of yesterday's explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon were friends and family members of the runners. In that crowd of spectators was 60-year-old Beth Roach of Indiana. She was standing near the Marathon Sports Store on Boylston Street when the first explosion hit, fracturing her kneecap. Beth Roach and her husband drove 960 miles to see their daughter, Rebecca, who lives in Boston, run her first ever Boston Marathon.
Okay. I might sit.
Yes,
sorry. Yes, please, no.
I'm a bit sore.
Yes.
We met a physically and emotionally exhausted Rebecca at Tufts Medical Center last night. She was surrounded by friends and family, and as we arrived, she was still on the phone talking to a surgeon in another part of the hospital as her mother had just come out of surgery and was going into a recovery room. It was a surreal day for Rebecca. She finished the marathon, her first ever, something she'd been dreaming about for 15 years, and hit her target time, under 4 hours. But about 4 hours after the marathon started, the first bomb went off.
Just after I got my Mylar blanket taped up, that I heard explosions over my left shoulder, and I turned and saw the black smoke, and it was coming from right by Marathon Sports, which is where I knew my family and friends were waiting. I tried going back, but nobody obviously would let me go back, and then finally met up with my family and found out my mom was being treated by the paramedics.
What was it like in those moments when you saw the explosion and you couldn't reach your family?
It was terrifying. I was hysterical. Everybody was crying and screaming, and police were pushing us. People were hiding under buses and panicking and trying to wedge themselves between buildings. It was just chaos. All I could think about was somebody in my family was injured or worse, and I just really needed to get an update to find out how everybody was.
How did you find out that your mom was being treated and then taken here?
It wasn't for quite a while that I found out she was being taken here. I'm lucky enough to have many, many friends who work at Tufts Medical Center, and I begged people to look for my mom and find out if she was here, and I was notified by a friend, actually several friends, that she was here in the ER being treated.
What about your friends?
One of my friends is injured very badly. Actually, more so than my mom. She's still in surgery.
This has to be, I would assume, one of the most difficult days of your life.
Physically and mentally and emotionally, yeah. I wasn't expecting my mom to be injured or my friend.
Had you run the Boston Marathon before?
No, this is my first Boston and my first marathon ever. It's been a dream goal for as long as I can remember, and I was determined.
And what was your number?
21963.
So is 21963 a lucky number or an unlucky number now?
I still think it's lucky. I'm lucky to still have my mom and my friend.
That's Rebecca Roach, who lives in Boston. She's a pharmacist for Vertex Pharmaceuticals in Cambridge and was a runner in the marathon yesterday. Her mother, Beth, and one of her friends were among the 12 people injured in the explosions who were taken to Tufts Medical Center last night.